To northern Afghanistan now, and a case that has drawn widespread international condemnation. A university student there was recently sentenced to death for insulting Islam, but many Afghans believe the case has little to do with Islam or the accused. They say the real target is the student's brother, a journalist, and his mistake was taking on some of the country's most powerful warlords. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Kabul.
Sayed Yaqub Ibrahimi nervously plays with his teacup as he describes his recent visit to his younger brother in jail in the northern province of Balkh. The younger brother, Sayed Parwez Kambakhsh, is a college junior majoring in journalism. Last week, in a secret tribunal, three judges declared Kambakhsh a blasphemer and sentenced him to death. His crime was distributing a web article by an Iranian author who questions why women can't have multiple husbands since Islam permits men to have four wives. That Kambakhsh denies handing out the article is unimportant, the judges said. He wasn't allowed to speak to the judges, let alone have a lawyer. Nor was there a trial, just a closed-door hearing last Tuesday to announce the sentence. The process drew international condemnation, even as clerics in the north called for the death sentence to be carried out. Paul Fishstein heads the Afghanistan Evaluation and Research Unit, a local think tank.
Most people I talk to around Kabul, anyway, look at this as an example of their concerns about the justice sector and public institutions more generally. There are questions about motivation, what's behind the case. There are questions about transparency, how was it handled, how was the case presented, and also about due process.
Yaqub Ibrahimi has similar questions, especially since he and many others here believe he, not his younger brother, is the real target. Ibrahimi is a journalist who has written controversial stories over the past year about corruption and kidnapping by warlords and the main northern political party, Jamiat-e-Islami. His stories appeared on the website of the Institute of War and Peace Reporting, a British-run organization that trains Afghan journalists. Ibrahimi says he started getting threatening phone calls, telling him to back off, but he persisted. Then in October, police arrested his brother. He and the Institute's director, Gene McKenzie, say the day after the arrest, Afghan intelligence agents raided Ibrahimi's home and went through his computer, notebooks, and address book. Family and friends say strangers started asking about Ibrahimi's whereabouts. So Ibrahimi went into hiding. He never stays in the same place more than one night.
I didn't tell my brother that I was the real reason he's in this mess. I just tried to cheer him up and tell him he'd be released.
With the help of journalism organizations here and abroad, Ibrahimi tried to pressure the Afghan government to get his brother released. The request fell on deaf ears. Then last week, the death sentence was announced. The resulting international outcry proved embarrassing, especially to Balkh Governor Atta Mohammed Nur. Nur is a former warlord and key leader of the political party that Ibrahimi wrote about. But Western officials have praised the governor for curbing opium cultivation. The governor denied any link between Ibrahimi's articles and the death sentence against his brother. He also denied involvement in the court case, but he suggested in a phone interview that the sentence was a bit much.
He's a young man, a sapling, if you will. It would be better if we forgave him rather than condemn him.
Afghanistan's Information and Culture Minister, Abdul Karim Khorram, agreed.
I'm hopeful that in the next stages, justice will be served. And even if it isn't, any death warrant has to be signed off by President Karzai.
That is unlikely to happen. In fact, Ibrahimi says he's pretty sure his brother will eventually be released. He says he's still searching for a lawyer, and he's also trying to get him transferred to Kabul and away from the region controlled by the warlords. The case now goes before the first of two appeals courts. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.